I just got home from our staff Christmas dinner, and as I write this article, I am filled with gratitude for the fact that I get to work with some amazing people. Our team has gone through so many things together over the years and we have become a real family. We're not perfect, but I tell everyone that I'm a part of the best team in the world. I can trust them and count on them. I am blessed. In the Christmas account, we learn that Mary had a team that she could count on. Her husband, Joseph, was a part of this team, but she also had her relative Elizabeth. When Mary heard from an angel that she would give birth to the Son of God, she arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, LK 139-40. Mary had just received the most astonishing news, and then she sought to go visit Elizabeth with haste. Mary must have trusted Elizabeth, and they must have had a special friendship, so much so that Mary ends up staying with her for about 3 months, LK 156. The Bible doesn't record all of their interactions, but one could easily guess that they would have processed the meaning of the angels' visits together. We know from Luke's account that they encouraged each other and praised God together. Christmas time gives us opportunities to reflect on our relationships. Having a team that you can trust, whether it's at work, home, or in your social life, is a blessing. Having a team that loves you no matter what, gives you confidence to move forward in life without being paralyzed by insecurities. We shouldn't take our team for granted. During this Christmas season, express your gratitude to your team and find ways to show them how much you love them. Moreover, remember those that feel lonely during this time, and reach out to them to let them know that you'd be happy to be a part of their team.